towards the middle of 1912, he starts to think about how he can move into sculpture. The following summer, having worked through a number of possibilities, it culminates in a plaster sculpture called Unique Forms of Continuity in Space, which was the final sequence of three or four striding figures in which he tried to capture the sense of the thrill of movement, of the possible development of the human figure into something that was more machine-like. And it culminates in this particular sculpture, which the speed of the figure through space is implied by these fins drawn out behind it, the shedding of arms are no longer necessary to make this sort of streamlined object that speaks to that particular enthusiasm for speed, modernity, industrialization.